We're continuing the Emunah u'Bitachon of the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish continues describing the great order we are supposed to take note of in the world, off of which we will have a better chance of recognizing our Creator in the world. And Chazon Ish continues and says, we're up to the fifth paragraph in the first chapter. Yochanan, I need you to shift the drop. Sorry. Od lefanenu tochnit meubedet, meulefet sefirei hatevuna. Again, a play on words from the psukim. further, we see a plan that's been worked on, which is adorned with the gems of understanding. Hameida al kishron po'ala. This system, this plan, is testimony to the great skill of the man who, not the man, the creator, who willed it, who caused it to happen, who engineered it, who enacted it. Asher en koach la'adam lechokro. This great skill that man is incapable of deciphering, all his research will not really reach the depths of it. Ve'latet lo tehila v'shevach, and this is an idea that is worthy of our giving great praise, exaltation. What is the great plan in the creation? That great understanding, that is hatochnit shel hazivug zachar u'nekeva, the part of the plan of mating male with female. Kedei la'avtiach nitzchiyut ha'olam, in order to ensure the eternal continuum of the world. Pli'ot ha'keilim shel amin lekol echad. Hashem did a wondrous thing, giving each one the tools it requires. Uvri'at ha'ratzon ha'muchach la'avtachat inyanam. And Hashem created a tremendous will, a tremendous drive. And that's what ensures that what should take place does take place. Tremendous drive. There's no logic to it. Everyone stops on this point. The Kuzari discusses it. If you try to describe a Martian why men are running after women, you'd never be able to explain. There's no logic to it. There's a drive Hashem created in the human being. Not only in the human being. Because it's such a habit, we're so accustomed to it. So people don't sense what a wondrous thing there is here, one of the wonders of creation. All these things Hashem established, gave them strong foundation, and so they're going to last forever. So, he says, you want to see God's great skill? You're never going to figure it out completely, but if you want to see something worthy of praise, that's the formation of male and female, something that ensures the eternal continuum, and that's one of the most wondrous things, how the male and female were each given different tools, and the drive that Hashem implemented to ensure their fusion. That too. He didn't say humans. He said male and female. What? Right. Why? He said eternal, not internal. So an animal has the instinct. That's also phenomenal. If you think about it. One animal smells the other animal's feces and now they're in heat. Wow! You know, we're used to it, but it's a phenomenal thing. It shows phenomenal order. And now Hashem created the world. That's what he's coming to show us. That if you look at the world, we're bothered by certain things in the world. But he's coming to show us how there's so many things to see the tremendous planning.
Why wouldn't it have been simpler to make us all androgynous and there's another word, snails, and they can basically just mate with themselves?
Right.
I'm up for that. Why do we have to have this whole male, female thing? We have everyone just reproducing and...
Right. So that would be going off on a big tangent here. I could tell you in a nutshell, but it really deserves a longer class. There's much more to the mating of male and female than meets the eye. If it were only about reproduction, so you can make a man sneeze and then get pregnant, right? It doesn't have to be something so wondrous. But you see that this fusion of two different beings is where the Shekhinah comes in. Zachu Shekhinah Beinehem, says the Ramban, when is Shekhinah Beinehem? Then, at that moment when they fuse. So the idea that we have different characteristics and we can get together and love one another, that's what brings the future to the world. The differences that confuse and love. And that fusion is what brings a child, and the child needs those differences. But again, like I said, this deserves a series.
It just feels logical if the man would sneeze, and at the time that he sneezed, the Shekhinah would come upon him, and he would be loving to all fellow men.
Okay, fine. I said I wouldn't do justice. Just food for thought. Od min ha'ne'lamot, marivei ein u'mafliei lev. Another thing which is beyond our grasp, something which really excites the eye and makes the heart wonder, yetzirat ha'adam beveten imo, the formation of a human in utero, v'dirato shama tisha yerachim, and man's living there in utero for 9 months, b'chayim mesudarim, life is in order, everything's the way it should be. The mother eats more, the mother eats less. He's getting what he needs to. If he needs, he takes the calcium from her bones. Doesn't matter. There's an order there. Chaim ne'imim, a pleasant life, is encompassed with amniotic fluid. Wow, holech v'gadel, and he's developing. Holech u'mitpatach, he's growing, he's developing. U'v'agez mano latzet, shover daltei imo v'yotze. When he's got to come out, he breaks down the doors of his mother and comes out. All of this was set up in the secret of creation. Hashem created strengths which are intertwined one in the other. And you have cycles, and they're all working in conjunction. Each one is doing its task at the proper time. A woman has her cycle. At the right time, the egg comes out of the ovaries. At the right time, it fertilizes, and then it gets attached to the womb. Then you have replicates itself over and over and over and over again until you have cleavage. And oh, wow, you have the formation of a human being. These cycles and the way the body produces what this little human being needs. V'chol of Pan shomer tafkido, and every gear in the cycle keeps its job. The shoked al avodato b'mirut nifan la'a, and is focused, doing its job diligently with extraordinary alacrity. Ad shemotzeim la'poal yelid chay mechudash mitzuchzach, till together you have all these forces at play, until finally you have the production together. They all produce. They give forth a child that is living, brand new and shiny. And although we see the product, but all of this was part of the planning, the one in the heart of the one who formed all forms. And when a child comes out, so Hashem prepared for him, Hashem created for him his mother's capacity to nurse, to give him the milk that he needs, his sustenance. And Hashem commanded a tremendous urge within a woman, that in her heart she has this tremendous desire to take care of the suckling without tiring. So as tired as she is, she has this drive to take care of him. What are you taking care of him for? It hurts when she starts nursing. Women are crying in pain. The nursing is very painful in the beginning, especially with the later children. So then every time he nurses, he helps the uterus contract, and that's exceptionally painful. Yeah, the first time baby nurses, so it's only painful because she's not used to it, and that part of her body is sensitive and it hurts from that. The later time that she nurses, aside from that, she also has tremendous pains in her uterus because the nursing draws somehow causes the uterus to contract. So for the first 2-3 days of nursing, usually the first 2 days, a woman has tremendous pains, and yet she's driven to do it. Manu kurino to ahava, that drive to take care of the baby, we call it love. Shelaim litzetzea hatzvim hatzifiyot, the love that a mother has for her little male and female children. Gamuhan koach poel bayonika hayulad limtzot shteimov litaneg al chelba. And Hashem also created a tremendous instinct within a child. He can nurse, he can suck, and enjoy the milk his mother has to offer. So all of this is part of a tremendous plan. So the Chazon Ish says these are things that we look at in the world, and you see, wait a second, there was a plan going on here. This didn't just happen. So that's our fifth chapter. The attraction, the formation of male and female, the formation of a human being within his mother, and finally, the birth of a child and his needs are taken care of, and the mother is driven to take care of him, even though logic would not have it that way. But Hashem created it that this is what we call nature, but it's just miracles that we're accustomed to.
Yes. Very nice.